an entry-level system for high-resolution roughness and contour measurement. The MaSurFud 130 is a new entry-level measuring system capable of generating surface and contour measurements simultaneously in a single pass. MaFederal's new system replaces the MaSurFud 120, offering a number of improvements over the previous model. The UD 130 has measuring speeds of up to 5 mm per second and a traveling length of 130 mm. It has a maximum Z-axis measuring range of 20 mm and a maximum resolution of 2 nanometers. It also uses an interferometric probe system, which provides better technical data than an inductive probe system. Photodiodes register probe movement and evaluate it electronically. This allows the system to achieve a high resolution over a large range. The probe arms use a bridge truss design to maximize rigidity and reduce vibration. MaFederal offers different probe tip geometries for different measuring tasks. Diamond tips with 2 micrometer and 5 micrometer radii can be used for roughness measurements, while ruby balls or carbide tips with 25 micrometer radii can be used for contour measurements. The UD 130's magnetic mounting systems is designed for quick probe changes. Its ball stop assembly and an embedded electronic chip in the probe arm are intended to ensure a repeatable mounting position and reliable recognition, respectively. The system also includes MaS XCR20SNC software package for automatic measurement operations. Built on the modular MaWin platform, the software features a number of functions, including line form evaluation, nominal/actual comparison, creating auxiliary reference points. The drive unit and measuring stand axes of the UD 130 can be controlled either by joystick or an automated measuring program. We call the MaSurFud 130 an entry-level system because it is a more economical version of our high-end MaSurF LD 130, said Kevin Akin, product manager for form and surface metrology. It's designed for applications in industries such as automotive or bearings that require high resolution, but which may not have the very high tolerance requirements of some optical or aerospace applications. For more information, visit MaFederal's website.